Kim Popa, founder of the dance company Pones, Inc., and our newest production is called Graphic. It's a part of this year's Cincinnati Fringe Festival. So, Pones, we use Dance for Social Change. That's our mission. So we knew we wanted to incorporate social change into this year's show, but we decided we were going to use the murals, the wonderful murals by Artworks and Higher Level Art, as mobile stages. So they are six murals are the backdrop to dance vignettes, spoken word, theater, live music composition is also mixed in there. And the audience will, they'll meet at the No Theater to get their tickets, their box office, and then they'll travel almost like a mural tour, but instead of just learning about the murals, they'll have an additional component of dance and a vignette that responds to the mural and also then ties the mural into a social change idea. So, for example, the Golden Muse is the backdrop for a piece about environmental advocacy, or the Martha mural over by the library is a piece about violence against black males. So it's corresponding the mural and the feeling or the vibe of the mural into a dance piece. So Pones was founded in 2008, and our mission is to use dance for social change, which can look very different. So that means that we're not using a specific style of dance. We're using all different genres, and we're advocating for issues that are happening in our city. We're advocating for groups of people who are often under-acknowledged, and we have the great luxury of being able to work with different social justice groups and different other nonprofits to learn about different issues in our city, to learn about different groups of people in our city, and then to present these ideas and these stories in an artistic way using dance. For more information about Pones, Inc.'s production of Graphic, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I'm reading The Lowland by Jhumpa Lahiri. So I actually just started reading this book, but what I like about it so far, so I haven't gotten super into the meat of the story, but the style is written so that it's from different viewpoints. So you hear from different people about the same kind of the same singular experience. And so I'm really enjoying that. I always like when stories are written in that way because it demonstrates how one single incident can just be interpreted in so many different ways. The name of the book is The Lowland, and it's by Jhumpa Lahiri.